Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this episode of Crown Jewels...
The royals won't eat with their kids, but they will invite Prince Andrew back into the fold. And he's not the only person to be reinstated.
And rumor has it that Meghan might be joining us back on Instagram soon. And we're hoping for the best, but expecting the worst.
Finally, Meghan Markle's mom, Doria, had her picture taken with some fans. And those fans happen to be Kim and Chris. We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush. And today, you guys, we have some news for all of our royal betches. Crown Jewels will be going on hiatus starting August 31st. And while Betches will no longer be producing the weekly episodes of Crown Jewels anymore, don't worry, stay tuned in the future for any breaking royal news. And Lex, this podcast has truly been such a joy. I love talking to you every single week. I mean, we're still going to be texting, DMing.
Love talking to you every single week. Yeah. The way you make it rain on me week over week, I will miss, I will wait for, and I cannot wait to do it again over text.
Yeah, because you know the rants, they'll be coming.
They be coming.
They be coming.
Well, Sam, it's time for tea and crumpets. Do you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
You know, Lex, I would love to. This week, you know, every week I go on the little Google machine and I type in royal news, what's going on? Because like week to week when we record, I feel like so much happens that like news gets like lost and everything like that. But this week I came across a little article that I thought was really interesting and I would love your take on it.
Yes.
So a former royal chef explains the unusual dinner rule for William and Kate's children. So reportedly, the kids are not allowed to eat with their parents during holidays and special dinners, events like state dinners. I mean, not state dinners, but you know what I mean. And this chef was around during like Princess Diana's time. So he can speak on like how it was with William and Harry. So he's saying like this is exactly how it is now with Kate and William. And they eat. So the kids eat in the, with their nannies.
Yes.
In the nursery. And they're eating in there because they don't know how to have, quote, polite conversation.
And they haven't learned the art form of polite conversation.
So what is your thoughts?
Okay. I mean, this could be a controversial take, but like, I kind of find it funny. And I'm like, this is amazing that they're like, oh, we're not going to teach our children how to have polite conversation. The nannies will teach them. And then when they're old enough, they'll join us at the adult dinner table. Like, it is giving kids' table at Thanksgiving. You sit in the corner with a box of crayons on your small chairs.
You're sitting at the card, the fold-out card table in like the other room.
And then like your rich aunt who doesn't have children takes pity and sits with you and like plays with you and talks to you like an adult. That's what it's giving to me.
It's giving family Thanksgiving. It's giving cold and distant.
It's giving royals it's royal coded.
And I just feel, okay, I have a question. Obviously, Prince George and Prince Louis are going to hit the time and age of which they develop, you know, the skill of polite conversation several years apart. So does that mean like Louis eventually is just going to be sitting by himself? Because the thing is that like my family Thanksgiving is like my cousins and I would sit together. Like, and we were all kind of around the same age. So then like we all graduated to the grown-up table around the same time. So it's like Louis just going to be alone when Prince George and Charlotte like are able to graduate. Have like conversation?
I mean, my guess is yes. They said there's no exceptions. There's not even exceptions, including Christmas. Wow. So I don't think that they would make an exception.
That's really fucked.
I know. It's funny to me because it's so bonkers.
And like they don't really have like cousins.
Yeah. They're like, just dismissed just to an entirely separate room. With their nanny. and like they're in the royal nursery eating. Like, what do they do? Yeah. Like, make a plate and then bring it. I know they have servants.
And those nannies.
The thought of it was making me cackle because I was just like, of course this is how it is. Of course. So they're just like, yeah, this is the way it is, babe.
It's like real of them, you know, like I get it. But like, truthfully, I didn't sit at the adult table because I couldn't have polite conversation. I just couldn't sit at the adult table for a long time because like there was no room. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, that's the difference. I have a huge family, right? Like, my mom has 9 brothers and sisters, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have a huge extended family. So the whole thing is, like, when you – and we're all a variety of ages because that's a lot of brothers and sisters. You pop out mm-hmm. some kids. There's a variety of kids there, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, it was such a jam. And then, obviously, the adult table was always really full, too, that, like, as the – quote-unquote kids got older and turned into teenagers and stuff, like, we didn't want to sit at the adult table.
No.
You know? Like, we would be like, if it was at my house, we would just be like, the kids would get their food. We were in the basement having a jam, and then the parents would eat upstairs, and then everybody yeah. would get back together.
Everyone's you know? Having a jam.
Like, you split up.
Like, I honestly just feel bad for these kids because, like, they don't really have cousins. Like, I mean, they have, you know, Eugenie's kids and Beatrice's kids, but those are like babies. Like,
yeah,
George is just kind of like, I feel like every family has one, like just like the weird older cousin where it's like they were the first and then like everyone else came like 6 years later.
I know.
And like, you're just like, I really don't want to sit with like cousin Pete, but here I am.
I
like, it's just, it's weird. And I, you know, I guess it makes – I understand for, like, official, like, dinners, like, formal dinners. Like, kids don't want to be there either. But I just feel like for Christmas and, like, holidays, I'm like, damn.
That's what's so, like, cold about it. And that's where it veers away from, like, it's royal-coded into, like, this is giving rich parents that –
It's giving rich kids, parents.
Like, it's Uptown Girl, you know, Dakota Fanning. Her parents were MIA. Obviously, we know that.
Oh, my God. Heather Locklear is the cold and distant mother.
Yes. Like, so it's just – that's what it reminds me of when I think about, like, official holidays.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, so sad. It's like, this is just your intimate family setting. This isn't an official dinner or anything like that.
And, like, it's not like they're in, like, the next room, like, where the rooms are, like, adjoined and they're just, like, in a different part of the dining room at their little table.
Yes.
Like, they're in, like, a fully, like, other side of the house, like, the other wing of
they're
the palace.
Probably in another wing. And it's just,
they're probably,
like,
not even there.
We all know Louis has been shunned from public events.
Yeah, he's been banned.
So, like, I get it, but I'm also just, like, he's a kid. Like, he can't be anything but himself, and that's just where he's at right now, y'all.
Yeah.
Let him live.
We've all been a Louis.
We've all been a Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I wouldn't mind – if I was Kate, like, I'd want my little kids running around at Christmas, like, at the dinner table. I don't know.
I know. And at least, like, nearby. Like, I just feel like – because they're in this nursery, it's not even, like – I feel like they're not even in the house, to be honest. I feel like they're in, like, a different residence.
Wills and Kate aren't even, like, thinking about them, you know?
No.
They're chomping down on their
Wills definitely isn't. No. I just know he's not. He's probably like, my kids? Question mark?
Ooh.
I mean, that video with him and Princess Charlotte, I'm like, that's your daughter.
It's okay.
Have
you
met
her?
Yeah. It was so awkward.
I know.
Oh, God bless.
Well, you know what? It's about to get even more awkward in the royal family. Let's get into this subject. And, like, I just can't. I fucking can't.
Okay? I know. I can't even.
Andrew, it appears, is being welcomed back into the royal family by Charles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets me.
I'm devastated.
So – the family was in Balmoral. They were driving to church. And who is Prince William driving clear as day, ready for that pop shot? Full viz. Prince Andrew. Okay?
Full viz. It's not a jam.
It's not a jam. This is not a drill. It was not an accident. Mm-mm. This is intentional photo op material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is happening here is that, you know, Andrew, there's a quote, Andrew won't have the same ceremonial role within the family. He is no longer and never will be a working royal. That is clear. A friend of the king told the Daily Beast, probably Rose Chomley's husband.
Yeah.
But he is a part of the family. He is the king's brother. He has not been found guilty of any crime. And I think it's fair to say that the king is making it clear that he won't turn his back on his brother.
Okay. Listen, there's hills to die on, Charles. This is not one of them, okay? This is not a hill you need to be dying on. No. You can turn your back on your brother who's like an alleged pedophile.
Many people do.
You can do that. It's okay.
Yes.
Like, we'll understand. I just can't. I mean, okay, so as I'm reading this article, it says, you know, him and William specifically, like Andrew and William have like, William hates him, like does not like Prince Andrew, does not fuck with him in any capacity. So the fact that like he had to like do this whole thing and like appear to be close to him, I'm sure was like very annoying. And they had to follow obviously the king's orders. And I'm just like, Charles, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, we're all rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
There is another quote in here.
I don't know, Lex. I have something on like I just need to get out. It says not in a ceremonial role, right?
Right.
He seems to be at every goddamn ceremony.
Correct.
He seems to be everywhere.
Better seating than Harry.
So what does that really mean?
It means they're phasing him back in. Don't you think?
100%. Do you think it's because they don't have enough people in the royal family?
Yes, and I think they don't have enough people that are liked.
So you bring in the most hated?
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. This is why they got to get Pippa in there. Pippa and James Middleton.
They're using Wills and Kate as their scapegoat for everything. Mm-hmm. They're doing this heavy lifting, you know?
The tides turn. How the tides turn tables.
But this is also why I feel in my heart of hearts that the royal family and Charles would welcome back Harry and possibly Meghan. Because they need them. Mm-hmm. If they're doing this with Andrew and Harry was like, I want to come back and serve. If he didn't do that, what kind of fuckery would that be? That is the biggest slap in the face you could give to your son ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you threw his wife to the wolves. So
it's literally insane. And I'm looking at this quote right now. It says, until now, the family has been trying to distance themselves from Andrew, but Sunday's ballet suggests that there has been a change of strategy. The question is why? Andrew is still very toxic. I mean, if I was advising them on PR, I would have him locked up in Balmoral and out of sight. So why have they apparently decided they need to be showing some sort of support for him and that they're all in this together? And that's such a great question, especially given the fact that like Balmoral, we talked about it, I think last week or the week before, is that like there's new they're going to be talking strategy, how to move forward. The Harry and Meghan stuff has kind of died down a bit. Like, what is the royal family going to look like in the future? And I'm like, this is the strategy?
Yeah. So that's actually a great point that I didn't even connect the dots on. Like, is Andrew going to be present at the offsite? Is he going to be a part of the decision making? Or are they going to have a conversation about how they include him and then bring him back into the fold? Mm-hmm. There is a world where his, what is it called? His whatever tour, like they're trying to repair his reputation.
Can I tell you who else was there?
Who?
Hussey.
What?
Hussey. The woman, the racist woman. She was there.
Stop it.
Yep. She was back. They reported that she was back at the heart of the family at the Balmoral service.
Oh, my God.
The fact that that's her last name is so fitting. She was a lady in waiting. I know. I said the word hussy and you're like, huh?
I'm like, excuse me, but Camilla? I know who you're talking.
Who was a lady in waiting for the queen and is Prince William's godmother. She obviously resigned. We talked about that a few weeks ago, maybe months ago. I don't know what time is. Lady Susan Hussey is her name. Excuse me. She's also being quietly rehabilitated, the Daily Beast reports.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing.
Decisions that Charles is losing me.
Charles is losing me. I can't understand. But again, these are deeply rooted relationships. Sure, Andrew's your brother, whatever. Families break up all the time, first of all. Second of all.
Families break up all the time.
Like, if you were doing this, why? What is the strategy to the person's point of, like, I would not advise this as their PR person. Like, if you want him to be in your family privately, fine. If you want Susan Hussey to be kicking it at the official dinners while the kids are with the nannies, sure. But why are you telling us? Why are you showing us?
No, that's what I'm saying. Hide them.
Hide your kids.
Like, hide your wife. If you're going to hide those kids in that nursery at state dinners, hide Hussey and Andrew.
Yes. Thank you.
Because those are just two toxic ass racist freaks.
Yes.
And like, to have them like be photographed is so crazy.
And you're right. You know, William was like seething.
You know, he like wanted to text Harry. Like, you know, absolutely, that was a moment. Like, you know, like when you like have a breakup or like a friend breakup and like if something happens and like you want to tell them, but like you're like, oh, I can't.
Yes.
That's probably one of those moments.
Oh, that probably feels so
shit. Like, you know who was in my car? Stinky Andrew.
Fucking Andrew. He hasn't been convicted of any crimes. Yeah, because you paid. Anyway,
yeah. I mean, we could really go on, you know, we could go on and on. And there is a book, I believe, coming out about him. The historian and writer Andrew Lowney is currently working on the definitive biography of Andrew and told the Daily Beast that the church trip was particularly interesting, like I said, because the relationship between William and him had never been good.
Definitely going to be reading that one, I'm sure.
Ugh, I'm going to crack that spine open on that book. Get to what's what.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Let's get to some more light news.
Yeah, better news. Light, easy breezy.
You know, every week on here, we come, we manifest, we try our best, you know?
We try. And
this week, the rumblings, the Meghan Markle rumblings are more active than ever. And this is kind of a two-parter topic, but it's like, let's say Meghan's the topic. Because number one, we know that there was this sort of rumor that she had claimed the Twitter handle, the Instagram account, at Meghan. Mm-hmm. And Page Six actually confirmed that it belonged to it. She purchased it before the launch of her Archetypes podcast. But it has not been confirmed by Archwell, Meghan, Harry, anyone in their camp, right?
Did I follow it immediately?
Absolutely. Yes. Did I post about it while I was in the middle of dinner in Portugal? 100%.
Yes.
Like,
priorities.
Priorities. Like, yeah. But here are the rumors, okay? Meghan plans to relaunch her Instagram presence, and with it, her entire post-royal family brand. And they are claiming that she could make up to $1 million per post to host paid partner content.
Oh my God.
What are your thoughts?
Honestly, get your bag, girl. This move to me feels like, I mean, okay, let me be clear about something. I want Megan on Instagram.
Yes.
I don't want that follow button that I clicked on that mysterious at Megan Instagram, you know, handle to like be worthwhile.
Yes.
But I don't want to see any like social media manager running this account.
You want it to
I want our Megan's
girl.
Thumbs typing away at yeah. those captions. I want to see like real pics. Like, have you ever like looked at a celebrity's Instagram and you're like, you do not run this?
Of course.
There's no fuck. You know who runs their Instagram?
Tell
Courtney
me.
Cox.
Yes.
Jennifer Garner. Mm-hmm. They're nuts on Instagram and great follows.
Amazing.
That's follow. What I want to see from Megan. Like, I want to see her go, I want to see her like accidentally go live on Instagram and be like, oh my God, like, sorry. Like,
I want her to do a Gwyneth Paltrow style Q&A where she's like sitting unhinged. There. Gwyneth is lying there answering questions in English and Spanish, the talent.
And, yes.
And like, that's what I want to see.
I want her like with her little glasses on, no makeup, hair in a messy bun, like
yes.
talking to us. I don't want to see this like, every post is like sponsored or
super curated.
This is going to sound bad.
Tell us.
Don't cancel me.
Okay.
I don't want every post to be about like charities.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Like I want it to be like real shit. I want it to be like, I want there to be an Instagram story of her and Harry holding hands in the car. Like I want basic shit.
Just like funny videos of her capturing him driving, singing along to
honestly,
a song.
Yeah. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be funny.
No.
I just want something.
You want lifestyle content. We all want lifestyle content.
I'm really anxious that we're going to get the opposite of what we want.
Interesting.
Who do you think our first sponsor is going to be?
Okay. So I don't know if it would be a sponsor, but I think her first partner post would be like baby to baby, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like her volunteering – talking about the importance of it. She's back. That's mm-hmm. like her first partnering post
okay.
in my mind, you know?
Do you think she's going to take selfies?
I hope so.
Do you think she'll take like a mirror pic? Because
no.
you know she takes them, but I don't think she'll post them.
We saw she was with her two girlfriends for her birthday dinner and one of them took a selfie and posted it to their story. So like she is an active participant in the Ussies. I could take a selfie. I could take a selfie for Megan. I don't think she's posing. She's not Lauren Sanchez. If you don't know who Lauren Sanchez is, she's Jeff Bezos' fiance.
Oh, we'll get to Lauren. She's part of Make It Rain.
But like she goes from talking about sustainability and the environment and all of mm-hmm. her charity
to
work
being on a yacht.
Being on a yacht in a bikini. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So like I don't think Megan's going to have that.
No, Megan's not going to be like that. I just – honestly, this is so fun, like predicting what her Instagram will be.
I know.
Because I have I such – we have such high hopes for her. Like, we really do. I see her going, honestly, this is my dream. I want her to be like a Chrissy Teigen on Instagram.
Yes.
But like without the bullying. Like, I want her to post like pics of the kids or like, you don't even have to show their face. Cause like, I'm not
yeah.
like into
people. I don't think
post.
She'll show the face.
Yeah. But like, you know how people do that, like where they're like, their kid's mm-hmm. head will be turned or something. Post stuff like that, like post, you know, just I want it to be like real and authentic and like you can sprinkle in your $1 million paid posts. Like I'm all about people doing sponsored posts on Instagram.
Totally
like,
fine. Get the bag.
Yeah, like absolutely.
But I also agree with you, Sam. I agree with you that here's the thing.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's ground ourselves.
Okay.
That in 2022, Megan did tell The Cut that she's getting back on Instagram. So I think it is inevitable and we will
eventually
see her. Oh,
it's going to happen.
But here's the thing to your point. If she wants to charge $1 million per post, mm-hmm. I just think she has to err on the side of authenticity and more lifestyle real or feeling more raw mm-hmm. and like, you know, in the moment content versus a perfectly curated feed.
Yeah.
She's not out here trying to be Psy, Scout in the City,
no, no, no.
New
Rony. I don't want that for her.
With the perfectly curated photos. She needs to be a little more, like, I think like Gwyneth Paltrow is a very good example.
Honestly,
you know?
If you guys don't know, like you need to get your eyes on Jennifer Garner's Instagram.
Yes. But here's the other side of that coin. I don't know if we're going to see Megan like doing funny things like Jennifer or Courtney. Courtney Cox really leans into the trend.
I don't think Megan's funny.
But I could see her doing the baking. Like, oh, I'm going to bake something and I'm going to bring it to my team here or whatever. And like following her along. Mm-hmm. Give me it. I will eat that shit up with a spoon.
Or you know who runs their own Instagram? Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, like that eyeball profile picture, it's so sick how chronically online I am. Like I saw this tweet one time and it was just the eyeball and it was like, you need to be like committed if you can recognize this. And I was like, that's me. It's just simply her eye. It's so crazy.
But see, SJP is in her stores. She's in her stores helping people try on shoes. Like she is in it.
Oh.
So that doesn't surprise me.
Posting pictures of kittens. Like she's in it. She's
yeah,
and like she signs off like every post like SJP like XO. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. I want that for Megan, but we're not gonna get it. We're gonna get some crazy shit. She's gonna be like, I'm sorry. I just know she's not gonna be a like to know it girl. You know, she's gonna be she's gonna be posting. Every single post is gonna be like Invictus Games, like World mm-hmm. Peace Day, like you know, don't. Water your lawn today, day, like Earth Day. Like that's going to be the vibe. And it's all going to be like really – I just know it's going to be like infographics.
I hope not.
It is. We need to prepare ourselves for the worst. Hope for the best.
I would love her to come back right before the Invictus Games, but I wonder if it would take away from the visibility of the Invictus Games or put more eyes on it through her channels.
I think she would get a lot of backlash if she did that.
Yeah.
I think people would lose – I mean, people would follow, engage with the content – hello. Yeah. But I think she would get a lot of shit for that. Like, this is Harry's moment, like Harry's time. And like, you're going to come back to Instagram. My thing is like, if you're going to come back to Instagram, like I need you running that Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run that caption copy by people. But like, I want her to have the password and the app on her phone. That's what I want.
I agree. 100%.
And I don't want to see a Facetune. I don't want to see a lick of
She doesn't need to Facetune. Okay,
no one – a lot of people – no one – I'm going to say no one does. I was going to say I use it because I'm a normie. But a lot of people don't need it.
I hear you. So the last thing I'll say, though, before we get to Kim, mm-hmm. there was also a rumor, and this is just a rumor, but I want to put it out there in the ether, that with the rise of Suits on Netflix – Megan is also thinking about returning to acting. Not necessarily Suits, but there is a rumor. I don't believe it. I think she's done and dusted with the acting.
You know how I feel about this. You know how I feel about this. Megan, sweetie. Love you. An actress you are not. And that's okay, you know?
And that's okay.
That's okay.
You don't need to be all the things.
Thank you. You don't need to be all the things. You can be a TIG girly. You can be an Invictus Games girly, a polo girly, you know, social justice warrior. Like, get it. But actress, that's kind of, you know, how I feel about Blake Lively. Like,
yeah.
Not an actress, but great at other things.
Yes.
And it's like,
she's a great personality.
And I gotta be honest, no one's watching Suits for Megan. I know that that's like what the Megan stans like want to believe, but she's really not in it that much.
I know.
The Meg, you know, I think anyone who stands, like there's not a single person in this world that I stan blindly.
Yes.
But the Megan people, woo, they think like this is all because of her, all because of Rachel Zane.
It's polarizing. And she's barely in it.
I know. She's like the girlfriend of the – it's crazy.
And even as she started getting more into the show as a regular, that's when she started dating Harry. So then she started being in it less.
Jet setting off. Like, I just think like, listen, if that's like a passion of hers, great. But not all passions need to be seen through.
You know what she can do? Here's a happy medium, Megan.
Okay.
Team Archwell, I know you're listening, so just take this. Mm-hmm. Do what you want. You need to have a live reading that you do virtually of an episode of Suits where you are all back together and you do a live reading with the money. Charge everyone $5 on Patreon. It goes to charity. It goes to baby. And that's how you tickle your little acting passion.
Yeah.
But then you carry on with your social media game.
Okay? I support that.
Thank you.
I support that 100%.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lex, are you ready to make it rain?
Oh, you bet I am. Let's get into this week's rant, because Meghan Markle's mom, Doria Ragland, was posing with Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner at an LA charity event, okay? This was a charity event for an organization called This Is About Humanity. It was their fifth anniversary soiree hosted at Henry Winkler's house, the Fonz.
I'm obsessed with following him on social. Talk about a man who runs his own social media.
Mm-hmm. I also saw him on a plane once, and he was the loveliest man. Everybody was so excited to see him.
That's beautiful.
He was so cute, and he was so polite, and he was so polite to the attendants, and him and his wife were adorable. That's not what we're here to talk about. Meghan's mom, Doria, is there. She's keeping up with the Kardashians, okay? And there is this photograph that has been circulating across the internet, because you got Kris. You got Doria, both looking fabulous.
Gorgeous.
And then you got Kimberly, who is holding on to Doria for dear life so those bangs of hers don't fly her away.
Lex.
Speak on it.
When I saw this photo, the words of Demi Lovato came to mind.
Okay.
Get a job, stay away from her. I don't want these Kardashians. They literally have a grip on our sweet Doria.
She has a grip on Doria.
A grip. Like, she's gripping her. Like, gripping. And listen, I'm like a Kris Jenner girly. Like, I really, I think she's a marketing genius, business genius. Like, as is Kim. But, like, that's not the energy I want around Doria. Like, I don't want that for her. I don't want that for us. And I need to know what event Kim thought she was going to. Because everybody at this event appears to be in bright colors, caftans, flowy dresses, tunics, you know, like relatively casual. Miss Kimberly Noel Kardashian is in a full black long sleeve getup. With this chunky necklace that's one, two, three, four chunky strands. Yeah.
Very chunky.
And then you make your way up to her forehead, and there are these bangs that are so upsetting. I think Kim Kardashian is one of the most beautiful women to ever walk this planet. Okay? I want to make that clear. Yeah. This is your sign, Lex,
not to get the bangs. I was going to say.
Don't listen to me.
I texted Sam last weekend, and I was like, I saw this girl. She was this beautiful Parisian influencer. And
it's always
she
the
has
Parisians.
The most beautiful, I know, the most beautiful, effortless bangs. And I texted Sam, and I was like, talk me out of this, because I see this woman's hair, and I have now seemingly convinced myself that if I got bangs, they would look like this. And Sam, being the lovely friend that she is, she said, get them. You're beautiful.
I supported
it. Amazing on your hair. I support it.
But I did say,
even though it wasn't
but.
What I asked, but.
I did say.
But, yes.
You have to commit to styling them.
Yes.
So if you're a lazy girl like me that really doesn't like to do her hair, they're not for you. Because I did that. I had this hyperfixation in the winter and spring of 2022 where I was obsessed with Jane Birkin. I was obsessed. I couldn't get enough. The bangs haunted me. I dreamt of these bangs.
Those are dream bangs.
I got them.
How'd it go?
I hated them. I hated them so much. And you know, like your hairdresser like loves them just because like people never get bangs. And that she's like, yeah. Let me take a pic.
And they I'm finally like, get to like no. get creative.
No. I'm like, if you post that fucking picture, you're dead to me. You're fucking dead. So I, you know, listen, I think you would look gorgeous with a bang, a curtain bang. Let me be clear, a curtain bang.
Not
if you can commit to styling them, but if you can't, then fuck it. And also, I know you play tennis, you're active. They could get annoying. Mm-hmm.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
But now Kimberly has a straight across bang and they seem to be so greasy. They're separated. Yes. They're nuts. And she also sported like a really crazy bob last week too. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah. She's getting loose and fast with the hairstyles.
It was giving berries and cream. It was crazy. But Doria looks like gorgeous. Like
Doria looks gorgeous.
Stunning. She's radiant. She's in like this beautiful like 70s groovy kind of print, pinks and greens and yellows and oranges. Absolutely stunning. Stunning. I'm so glad she was there, but I don't want her palling around with the Kardashians.
I know, and I'm curious what this conversation was. I'm curious. So cuz this is the other thing too, okay?
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Here's how this all comes together, 6 degrees of separation that I'm sure Doria and Chris hang out. Remember, Ellen and Portia renewed their vows. Chris was the officiant of doing that on their anniversary. Who was there? Meghan and Harry. You know all these people are hanging out in Montecito. Chris, Ellen, Doria, Meghan.
Oh, yeah.
They are all doing it. So like –
yeah.
These two probably have a martini or two at the end of the day on a Sunday afternoon. Maybe they smoke a cigarette together because we all know Chris smokes one cigarette a day. That's not a rumor. Mm-hmm. At the end of her day.
My mom does too, but she doesn't know I know.
Yeah. Oh, well then, tea. But I'm so curious how close these two are because the body language would say Doria's looking comfortable.
The body language between Doria and Chris is like, chill. That's what's so funny about this picture. It's like this picture's so chill. Like they've definitely spent it appears they've spent time together. Kimberly is like nuts. She looks crazed. Like she looks how I would look. And like I don't want that for
it's
her.
It's Chris and Doria with a fan is what the picture is. With a fan. Is.
It's literally Doria with her fans. It really
and the
is.
The grip Kim has.
You guys, we'll post the picture. It's the grip she has on this woman's arm. Like, it's crazy. And why we brought up Lauren Sanchez earlier and I said we'll talk about her later is that she was at this party. So just imagining our sweet Doria having to spend time with Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. Like, I hate it.
Very, very unhealthily. Fascinated by Lauren and Jeff.
Oh my God.
It's not normal. It's not normal.
No. What are you obsessed with?
I'm just fascinated by them. I'm fascinated.
Like by their dynamic?
Yeah, by like how Jeff Bezos turned into a RoboCop fit daddy, bagged Lauren Sanchez, who has a colorful history. I know about their kids. I know that like her first son – his like real dad.
I'm obsessed. I follow you down to the minute on social media, Alex. Okay? I am
shocked. I don't post about this.
No, this is just crazy. For me. This is inside tea. This is just for me. You got to keep things, you know, you got to keep something for you.
Yeah. So I follow. Oh gosh. It's like, so her son, Nico, his real dad is this like ex-NFLer who is now a commentator. He's married to a new woman. They're all friends. The ex and the new woman have kids. Lauren then dated somebody who was like an agent.
Okay.
And they have other kids. Jeff obviously has other kids.
I didn't know she was a mother.
Yeah. Jeff and Lauren like had an affair. That's how this all came out. And now they're all just friends together, except for Jeff's ex-wife who took her money and donated it to charity.
Listen, you know I just have a hard time with this whole situation because she donated $1 million. Okay. And the organization is dedicated to raising awareness about separated and reunified families and vulnerable communities on both sides of the border. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my fucking problem. they could solve these problems. Correct. You can give way more than $1 million. $1 million to Jeff Bezos, that's
your $5 nothing. Starbies in the morning to me.
That is like,
yeah,
not you're even.
Right. You're right.
It's like when I want to buy new gold bars on Candy Crush and I have to pay $5.99. Are you kidding? So I just had a moment the other day where I was just raging. I saw this photo of Kim, Jeff Bezos, Lauren, and Chris, and I was just like seething at the thought.
You posted about it.
Yeah. I was like, eat the rich.
You know, with her tiny girl photo.
And so I'm just like wondering what Doria thinks, because Doria's like a very like, she's an activist, like obviously Megan mm-hmm. is as well. So I'm just like, what do you think she was thinking?
I feel like Doria probably is like, I don't want to be here, but I think Doria showed up in place of Megan, because if Megan showed up, it would have been mm-hmm. a whole hoopla. Like the fact that Doria showed up, and this is front page news on People, mm-hmm. if Megan showed up, we wouldn't have heard the end of it.
Yeah.
So I think she went in her place, and I think she like is like, I'm going to do this for my daughter. I do my job. I go home.
You're right.
And that's that.
You're right.
That's what I think.
Wow. I'm looking at this photo. This picture of Kim. It's just so funny. Like she, guys. Please, she's holding on to Doria. She's crouched down, holding on to her, and just her face, like she's, I've never seen her emote this much.
I know.
Like it's
she's
crazy.
She's never, ever been happier.
And mind you, Doria's in like a casual like ballet flat, a little tunic. Her and Kim, her and Chris are like leaning, you know, casually against
into
one another.
Other.
Kim. My God. And like I said, everyone's in bright colors, feathers, tunics, caftans. Kim is in, she looks like The Rock in that one photo. Like, what's happening? I don't know.
Oh my God.
It's nuts. That picture is crazy. I can't stop staring at it.
Peak rant. This was a peak rant for me on Make It Rain. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just was like, oh my God. What's going on in that house?
I don't
understand. Like, who does her hair? Chris Appleton? What's his name?
So she has.
Because Jen Atkin would never do that to her.
No. So Chris Appleton is her hairstylist. Okay. But she also now has a wig person. And I do feel like this is a wig. Or if those are clip-on bangs.
Those are.
That's a real thing.
I needed her to go in the bath. You know how like Coco Chanel once said like, always take off like one piece of jewelry before you leave the house. I need to just take the bangs off.
The bangs.
That was it.
I know.
Because she's got,
but
there's
so
just a lot happening.
She has a separate, I can't do Chris dirty like this. And I don't think this is his work. I think this is.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like him.
Person. Yeah.
I mean, but if he cut that hair like that berries and cream, fuck. I swear to God.
Well, it's time for our favorite game of Mail or Fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail? Take it away, Sam.
Okay. I remember last week I was so confident and I was wrong. So this week, I'm a little nervous. So the first one says royal riches. Princess Charlotte's net worth surges to $4.5 billion as she follows Kate's footsteps. Option number two, royal riches. Prince Charlotte's net worth surpasses Kate at $10.5 billion and rising.
I want it to be number one, but I feel like it's just number fucking two.
I know.
I just feel like
I'm scared. Oh, I mean, she's still a billionaire. But so Prince Charlotte's net worth surges to $4.5 billion as she follows Kate's footsteps. Princess Charlotte is estimated to be worth $1.2 billion more for the British economy than her brother, Prince George. Well, of course.
Speaking of being able to solve the problems.
Yeah, literally. Like this family, these richies. So a similar style phenomenon occurred with Princess Diana. Okay, so this is really interesting. The Princess of Wales is known to be a worldwide fashion icon, and it is often dubbed, quote, the Kate effect when the clothes she wears sell out instantly in retail stores. A similar style phenomenon occurred with Princess Diana as well, but it also was thought that the Diana effect helped raise awareness among the British public about mental health as well as other social issues.
Okay. Your face.
I feel like that's not true.
You're like, sure.
I don't think Princess Anna was walking around with her Gucci bag, you know.
And people were like, I got to read up about
I gotta call a therapist. The landmines. Like, please. So, however, it appears that Charlotte is set to follow in the family's trendy footsteps, as a study reported by Electric Rides on Cars, revealed which famous children have the biggest influence and fortune in 2023. Interesting.
This photo of her with her arms up at Wimbledon kicking it just screams. Who gonna check me, boo?
If I was Princess Charlotte, you couldn't tell me fucking anything. I would be a terror.
You think I'd be sitting at that kid's table? Fuck no.
I would be like, excuse me, I'm going to go buy a house right now and you're not allowed. I'm going to buy a kid's house.
There you go. Human-sized dollhouse.
Oh my God.
This is interesting. I mean, $4.5 billion is so much money. But again, this family is so outrageous that I just assumed it would be 10.5. Just assumed. But I'm happy that we are
wrong. She'll probably be there in like 3 weeks.
Probably. Oh, my God. And her net worth has dropped by 12% since 2021. But she still edges out older brother Prince George,
to be worth $3 billion. No one gives a shit.
Poor George. Nobody's wondering what suit he's wearing or where his loafers are.
Who do you think he'll – like, what footsteps he'll follow in? Like, regarding, like, personality, like, trajectory?
Oh, no. I don't know, because he's young and I don't want to make assumptions based on like what we see in terms of images, but he just seems so sad to me already. You know, like he just seems so like
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So I could see it being William. Like I could see him going from sad to bitter. Who do you think?
Honestly, I don't know why. I just get a feeling he'll be like Prince Philip.
You know what? That's what I was going to say.
Like someone who like really is not that into it. Like I bet like once he gets married, like whoever he marries is going to just like take over and he'll just be like, whatever. I don't care.
God. I feel ill that you're talking about him getting married because like he will get married and
in our lifetime
for that. And then it's like, I know. And I'll remember like I remember when he was born and when Kate was holding him at the stairs of the hospital.
I know. It's crazy.
Yay, yay.
I know, which is so weird because I'm 21. So I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Lex, to finish up, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who has been a real steamed pudding this week?
You know what? I'm throwing one out there that it might seem out of left field, but it's Kim Kardashian's hairdresser.
That wig maker?
Those bangs.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Inexcusable.
I'm sorry. I'm disgusted.
Who's yours?
Honestly. I'm going to go with Charles. I'm sick of him. And I rode hard for my man, you know?
You did.
It was giving my man for a long time. And now I got my eye on him. I don't know what's going on. I feel like his advisors are telling him to do certain things. And maybe that's not what he wants to do. But he's got to step up. Them. Yeah. And he's not.
Now's the time. You're the king. Backbone. Engaged.
Yeah, you're the king. Quite literally, we had your coronation. We all watched it. Like, act right.
Act accordingly. Mm-hmm.
That's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. We want to thank you all so much for rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the show.
Be sure to follow at Betches and me at Lex Nico.
And of course, you can follow me at Bravo Historian to be the first to know about any royal updates. And until next time,
may God save the betch.
Betches.